tell you.
This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. My name is Craig Goldberg. Welcome to the show. Whoops. There we go. I hope I killed it too
Dude,
fast.
Let us jam on that for a second.
I hope the connection, it says the connection's low, but I think we're okay. I don't know what's going on. But hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Tuesday night, 9:30. Back with some Toy Anxiety. It's going to be great. Oh, got a special guest tonight. Coming up, that's going to be fun. We don't always have guests, but when we do, we try to make them count.
Jeremy, I feel like we do.
We try.
But we do. The internet's usually shoddy.
Yeah. Jeremy from Four Horsemen Studios is going to be here tonight talking about Mythic Legions, which is going to be great. Super excited about that. We're going to do a little guide to collecting Mythic Legions. Listen, it's overwhelming. They have so many incredible figures. They've been doing it for so long. I don't know where to start. So I was like, well, let's make a show out of it. It's going to be great. So we're going to do that a little bit later. We got some news to cover. There's a lot going on. Say hi to the chat as well. Yeah, the chat's going off. Thank you guys for being here. Let's go ahead and say hi to our co-hosts all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, the man who sat and went toe-to-toe with the Hasbro Star Wars marketing team this morning. Did a hell of a job. Ryan Dole, how are you?
I'm doing great. I woke up early this morning and then got to talk Star Wars right off the bat. So that was awesome.
Yeah, that is great. Awesome.
And then... you should join the Patreon right now, because you know what you're going to see on the Patreon tonight, guys?
What?
I'm going to be opening a blind box McNugget Buddy.
Ooh. Oh, they're blind? They're blind boxes?
Yeah.
They are.
Abby,
wow, they're really Abby going for that.
Yeah, Abby and I are going to show off Who our box knows? Here for a hot minute.
Yeah. So
they're really counting on those millennials, huh?
Comparing our boxes.
They really are. I really wish... they were like classic McNugget buddies, but whatever these are, I'm down. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I love them. This is art.
I'm going to go ahead and go to Jacob to do a little introduction of yourself. And then I am going to go try to plug in my router directly, because our Wi-Fi is just jacked up right now. But so I'm going to leave for 1 second. Or I'm gonna, okay. But you'll my box will still be here. That's what she said. Jacob Walsh, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I like how Craig. Oh, are you just gonna get up? I like how Craig.
Yeah, he
was
is.
Like,
he's gonna. Yeah.
I'm gonna go to your so you can do your introduction of yourself, as if people don't know who we are. I'm doing good. It's been a good toy week. I'm assuming the same for you guys. Abby, how are you doing?
Thank you for asking. I'm doing well. Craig was checking the Ethernet. I think
still is.
Yeah, it's in the Ethernet. I think that's a fun way to say internet. I know it's called the cord. I know it's the cord. Okay. So anyway, yeah, of course we're having classic YHS mayhem and hijinks and things happening as we're trying to have a guest on. But I'm happy to be here. My week in toys has been pretty quiet, but I did get the McNuggets, the adult meal. It's not a kid's meal. It's for adults.
It's for adults. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we need to be happy, because we're a depressed generation. So we need
McDonald's said, let's give these guys a win and bring back the McNuggets.
You'll never be able to afford a house, but here's a McNugget, buddy.
Hey, from what? Now listen, I don't eat
McNuggets.
Hold on.
Our mic's going to cut out for 1 second. Keep going, guys. You're good.
Okay. Ryan, so I don't know. I don't eat McDonald's, but from what I've heard from Craig, You kind of can't afford a Happy Meal at this point anymore either. Like $15 for a Happy Meal, huh?
Yeah, I was happy just to get fries.
Are Happy Meals in Canada different? Like, do you, does your Happy Meal come with poutine and Timbits?
Not Timbits, but we can substitute for poutine.
Really? At McDonald's?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I just assumed. It's one of those things where you're so used to it that you just think everyone around the world automatically has it.
Oh, I wonder. Oh, I just hope that everybody in different areas of the world have different things at their McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like whatever.
Well, I know Japan has get this. So when you go to Japan, they have everything the States has. Then when you flip the menu, they've got even a whole other menu.
Well, there's the biggest McDonald's in the world is in Orlando, Florida, of course. And they have, they also have like spaghetti and pot, like, you know, weird shit that's not normally on the McDonald's menu there.
Is it like McGetty?
I hope so.
I know there's a
each piece of spaghetti is fried.
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm so glad I came back for that.
We're back. Yeah. Okay.
Well, there's a McLobster on the something. East Coast of Canada.
Yeah. East Coast of Canada has McLobster. Okay.
That's McLobster.
Wow.
Cool.
Okay. There you go. It's like a but lobster.
T-Molly says Hawaii has spam at their McDonald's.
Ooh.
McSpam?
Yeah.
Love that. Love that pretty for cool. you guys.
Mm-hmm. I wonder,
do they have like McSpam buddies? I hope they have McSpam buddies. Or do they have like the Spam Burglar? Because that would be fun too.
The Spam Burglar?
It's just the Rock.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, if
Roman Reigns playing the Spam Burglar. Sorry.
We're really trying. Hold on. We're really trying over here. Abby and I are having a major. We're just having a major Wi-Fi issue. So if we cut off again, we will be back. Jeremy is going to be joining us. Actually, Ryan, if you want to go ahead and do your Marvel Legends thing, Abby and I are gonna bail for 1 second.
You're leaving Ryan in charge.
Well, Ryan and Jacob are both in charge.
Well, I'm here.
I was just joking.
He said he had a Marvel Legends thing to do.
It's
at
like
the beginning.
Ryan's in charge.
I'm older than him. I should be babysitting.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's like when Lisa's babysitting Bart.
Yeah,
Abby's like, Abby's like, oh, we're gonna do the one thing we said not to do. Leave Ryan in charge again. Cool.
Right.
Yeah, I said we weren't gonna do it.
Yeah, we're a little pixelated, but we're about to figure it out. But you guys go for it, and we will be right back.
All right.
Bye. All right, Jake. What are you doing? May or may not know, there is a Marvel Legends fan first on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the year. They do a draft where they all pick their favorites, but they can't pick the same one.
Okay.
So they have different categories, which I was able to get from Ryan Ting, but I believe Dan Young posted it as well on his Twitter. So it's the best comic figure, best Build-A-Figure, best MCU, which also includes animation, Disney Plus, Sony, best multi-pack, and then you get a wild card choice.
Okay.
And you also... Knowing your legends and your characters, I want to see mm-hmm. if you even agree with me on these figures for what I think are the best of the year that came
out. Okay.
My choice for comic figure was the Blob.
Yeah. I mean, that's right? a shoe-in.
It was, but I was also on the fence because I also wanted to pick Spiral.
Oh, well, I was, as soon as you said it, as soon as you said best of the year, the first figure that popped in my head was Spiral. So are you telling me that Spiral's not on any other, you don't have Spiral on your list at all?
I don't.
Because if not, I'm not going to list. Well, then I'm done.
Okay. Well, hang tight.
Then you're wrong.
Yeah. I am just wrong for the rest of it. Okay. The next wrong figure I chose for the Build-A-Figure, I chose Cosmo from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Okay.
The talking love dog. That. Granted, mm-hmm. I might have been influenced because when I was doing this, I was watching the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas holiday special.
You were watching it.
That's a good dog.
That is like now one of my holiday staples is the Guardians of the Galaxy one.
It's better than the last six MCU movies.
Dude, it's
yeah,
so
I was hankering for it.
It's great.
Put it on.
It's so good. Best MCU animation figure, I almost picked Spot out of just complete biasness, but I did not. I actually picked X-Men 97 Gambit.
That's a good figure.
Because the hair is beautiful.
Gambit's good. Yeah.
The sculpt is beautiful. I know we've gotten plenty of Gambits, you know, in the past 3 years.
Sure.
But that Gambit, I can put it with my Jada X, like Street Fighter figures, and it's like X-Men versus Street Fighter shelf. I love it.
I feel like you can make an argument for almost any of those X-Men 97 figures. And I think if it were me personally, I probably wouldn't have picked Gambit, but I think that just has to do with your personal love for the character. So, but that the Gambit's great.
But here is the other thing that made it a hard choice, because I think if they killed it in one area, it was movies this year. Because that Green Goblin and Doc Ock from No Way Home are amazing. I almost picked Andrew Garfield Spider-Man just to piss everyone off. Like,
that's funny.
Like, I was this close. Because that whole wave is spectacular. Plus, I didn't even choose Zendaya, who's now part of my Euphoria collection, right? Like, she's great. She's great. She's great. And I love her. She's amazing. Number four, for the multi-packs, again, we had plenty of amazing multi-packs, but I chose Uncanny X-Men 275, the three-pack. Gambit wins again, but Gambit didn't win because Gambit's in here. So it had Gambit, Psylocke, and Banshee in it. Mm-hmm. The reason it won is because that's our first Banshee in like well over like 15 years.
That set is also just the costumes that they're all wearing. That was a very, very hard set for me to not buy, because I knew if I bought that, I'm screwed. And then it's like, oh, well, then I'm just kind of going down. You know, it's like the branches of the TVA timeline. You have to be careful, and I'm trying to stay on my main focus. And if I buy those, then I'm branching off. And then I can't.
No variance. No variance. I totally get that. But guess what? My tree has got so many branches now. I am totally effed. And speaking of those branches getting totally effed, my wild card is Hawkeye with the Sky Cycle.
Okay.
And I picked it because I'm biased.
Well, you're a Hawkeye person.
I'm a Hawkeye fan, but that Sky Cycle actually holds two people. So I can have him and Mockingbird on the Sky Cycle looking badass on the shelf. And it had me think to myself that, like, we need more Sky Cycles. And I think Marvel Legends should sell separate Sky Cycles, even if it's just on Pulse. Like, the same way they have, like, character stands on Pulse. They should just have extra Sky Cycles.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like that would be something people are looking for. Is that the end of your list?
That's the end of my list.
That's it? That's a pretty good list. I would need everything in front of me. The only thing that to me sounds egregious is that Spiral's not on there, because Spiral is one of the best of the year. And I think that figure is not only one of the best of the year. It is a top contender for just one a Marvel Legends figure in general.
In general. Like
that figure will be on some sort of list for the Jefferies this year. I know it will.
Yeah. I believe I already have it. Shortlisted, spoiler.
And I've seen people have been finding it at Ross for like $6.
Oh, I would just buy them all. I would just start an army of spirals.
A lot of Marvel Legends and some other stuff are starting to show up over there. So I thought about trying to go and see today, but I did.
Right? Dude, the stuff that's showing up at Ross is insane. Did you see that they had, what was it, $8-$10? You can get the Mandalorian Vintage Collection set that was like their Comic-Con exclusive.
Really?
So it had like Grogu in the cuffs and the spear through the Dark Trooper and Moff Gideon and Mando, and I was like, wait, that's in there for like $10? Like,
that's pretty crazy.
God.
Craig, how are you guys doing? You're looking good. How's it going over there?
You look crisp, and your hair looks really good too.
Oh, I don't think he can.
Like, that should be a headshot. Can someone screen cap this and make this a headshot?
I thought he was very intently listening to us.
So did I.
He was like, Like, wow, that's pretty really... good. It at least looks pretty clear.
It does. He looks really handsome right there. Now I can see why he scored Abby as a wife.
You know, like... you know what's crazy is we just did about an hour and a half of podcasting. Like, we just finished right before this. We had like 15 minutes in between. We just did, the three of us, me, Craig, and Abby, did about an hour and a half of podcasting for regular YHS. No issues, no problems. But within that space and now, we're getting crap, especially like a night that we're having a guest on. So
yep. And a first time guest.
Yeah.
There's really no other cool way around it. Yeah.
Oh, it's great. Good stuff.
If Jay was on here from Geek Dad Life, not a problem. Right? Anyone else wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. Nope. We're trying to look good for four horsemen who do these amazing figures. Yeah. And well, it looks like it's just Dole and Jacob.
Yeah. And they're all in the, I see some of them in the chat and stuff, just like waiting. And it's like, what are we doing? We don't even know. Yeah.
What are we doing? We don't even know yet. But no, I love this Ross talk though. Like, do you have a Ross near you?
Yeah. Yeah. But I haven't been, I don't ever go. It has been so long since I've been in a Ross. I've never really had a reason. Anytime I've been in there, I have looked at the toys, but it's one little section. There's like nothing there. It's just recently seeing people posting the stuff. I'm like, whoa, maybe I should walk in there. Same with like, we have an Ollie's, and I can't stand it in there, but I've gone in there once or twice to see what they got. And they do, like, you know, all the Ghostbuster stuff is in Ollie's right now. There's a ton of Marvel Legends. But yeah, Ross, I haven't been in there in so long. I'm going to maybe check it out.
Speaking of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
AJ Quick's been a member for just over a year.
Look at that.
He's the one that runs GB Fans. And if you don't know what GB Fans stands for, it stands for Ghostbusters Fans. And I can't think of any bigger fans of Ghostbusters than the Yes Have Some Prime. I know the other two aren't here, but if anyone hasn't seen the teaser for Firehouse Fridays,
yeah,
big reveal. Do you want to talk about it a bit?
Sure, it's happening. It's you know, we're not a, maybe it doesn't have anything to do with toys, but YHS did unveil today that we were on set of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire a couple months back, and we did some content, and it's going to be coming out soon. So we did, if you check out any of the Yes Have Some Prime channels, the YouTube or the Instagram or Facebook, we did post a teaser today to Firehouse Fridays, which is going to be coming out soon.
Yeah.
And that's all we can say, really.
It's all you can say, but that's super exciting. It made me very happy to see it. It was like, I knew it was coming because Craig kind of said, hey, guess what's going to be showing up tomorrow? So it's like, so with Firehouse Fridays, and usually Ghostbusters Radio, are you guys changing the dates for Ghostbusters Radio, or is that
it's going to be something different. I mean, Ghostbusters Radio Live will keep happening because that's just the three of us, you know, talking to whoever wants to watch live about whatever's happening at the time. But Firehouse Fridays is all going to be content that we filmed in London on the set of the movie. And I don't know, I don't think I'm allowed to say what those things are, other than one of the videos we did make slime. We made some slime on set to be used in the film. And I don't know if it's the first video coming. I don't know what the exact schedule is, but that's among others.
That's so definitely part of it.
Part of it.
Question, because I saw Craig, he had a little like can of it, little canister.
Yeah.
Did you guys all get, spoiler, like, I don't know if you can talk about this either. Did you guys get to all take one? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, this could be part of my pickups.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave us these. They had these ready to go for us. So it's just a little jar of Ghostbusters official set slime. They specifically made it where it's you know, could be taken on the airplane. And yeah, they just gave us some slime from their their giant supply of slime. So yeah, I got some official Ghostbusters slime here.
That is, that's so cool. That's so cool that you guys got to do that. I'm super stoked for you guys.
I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it for you.
That's what it sounds like.
you're in for a treat. I love it. With a couple of things we should acknowledge here. Jessica Parker, member of 15 Months. Thank you very much. For those who don't know, she used to date Shawn Michaels back in the day. And he was just, they just had an NXT pay-per-view on the weekend. He was in the ring with CM Punk, who's just returned.
Oh,
also,
wow.
We got a super chat, $5 from Johnny Cog. Oh, cool. Thank you, Johnny. Great list, all. I wanted the 3-pack for Psylocke, but don't want to start collecting X-Men. Happy birthday, Mr. Jacob Walsh.
Thank you, Johnny. Also, you should collect X-Men.
You should collect X-Men.
Yeah.
Like, you're already collecting Godzilla. You might as well collect X-Men. They go hand in hand. I don't care what anyone says. They absolutely go hand in hand. But you know what? Craig isn't here yet. So should we say a quick hello to the chat?
Yeah, say hello. Hey, say hello to the chat, and then if they don't show up, well, I guess we'll start doing some. I don't know if you have any pickups, but we could start doing pickups afterwards.
Sure, we could start definitely do that, some of that. We've got Brock Parker on the air, Master Versal Toy Hunter, David Cabal, as we all saw. Jessica Parker is here, BC DeLorean and other movie toys, Nolan, Stephen Shanks,
Holson, other movie Warlock. Toys?
Yeah, and other movie toys. Other movie cars.
What you said.
Oh my god, I'm like totally into it. Okay, and Wholesome Warlock, Definitive Toys, Manic Mike, Tony Taylor, Clint Jorgensen, Brian Brink, the master of the charts, the man we owe our lives to, Matt Bush. We sold our soul to that man.
Hey, can I? Because I hold on. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, because you brought, I didn't get a chance to do pickups. I don't even know if you guys did that yet.
We haven't done pickups yet. We're trying to wait on you guys.
Look at the chat that I stopped at.
Well, what is it? I'm back. Go back to Matt Bush. He sent me something. I just wanted to show it off real quick. Abby's trying to get back in. I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Oh, can we just say quickly finish saying hello to the chat? Hi. And then we'll start off with your Matt Bush pickup. All right. Sure. Sorry, Craig. Bacon right. McShig. Matthew Toy, thank you for being here, Matthew. Yeah, Z Harf, Derek Simmons, Paul Morales, Ray Alonzo, Make Mine Marvel Legends, and yes, please, Make Mine too. Samuel Hunter, Justin Torres. All right. Oh my gosh. Does anyone want to take a crack at this? Ishwar. Hasima? Gosh, I am so sorry.
Toys are Ish. Right.
That was good.
What is thing said?
Sean Dogecko, Hedgehog Action, and so on and so on. I think there are a lot of names I have not seen here before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the chat tonight. Like, yeah. Laura's here.
I'm noticing that too. I'm sorry you guys are here on a weird.
This is the best day to be on because everything can only go uphill.
Yeah, that's right? True.
It's great. So thank Where's you everyone Abby? For being here and coming out and hanging out on a Tuesday night. There's other places you could be. You chose to be here and it's greatly appreciated.
Well, I got a couple things to say, not to interrupt. So I'm on a new
I was just about to lead into you. Everyone, welcome. Please welcome Craig Goldberg to Toy Society.
Our internet is stabilized, but Abby's computer is still being stupid. So she's trying to get back on. I'm on a new anxiety medication and Abby just complimented me, even though I asked her to. She says I'm staying very calm during this incident.
You are. Does your
Craig was like, do you notice how calm I'm staying?
Does your anxiety medication?
Huh?
No, go ahead, Abby.
No, I just wanted to point out that Craig's. It was actually him pointing it out. But
yeah.
Hi, I wish I was there, everybody. I'm trying to get on.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
There you go.
I was going to say, does your anxiety medication make your microphone really loud? Is Craig really loud to anybody else? Or
is it really loud? Maybe I'm
It might be to just me, but it feels like you're twice as loud as me and Ryan. But I don't
know. All right. I'll just kind of chill out a little bit then. Back
right? Does your medication also make your hair look good? Because you've looked handsome all night. I don't get what. So clearly.
Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. I bought some new clothes. I got a haircut and I'm just feeling good. I'm just feeling really good. Like, I feel like I'm one of those like a model.
I'm getting
Abby just hit her computer. I'm She's so the new mad. Me.
Oh yeah, that does. That will do.
Do you want to toss a pill her
your computer? Don't. Did you read?
Yeah, I stopped taking my anxiety medication. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
Abby, just
I will restart my computer, but I'm unplugging because I can't listen to this.
Okay. She doesn't realize that when she's talking, everyone's picking up on it. She's gonna say something bad. Okay, here's the deal, guys. We're gonna get to some pickups. Our guest is here. We're gonna bring him on in a second. And then we're just gonna just see how this goes, because listen, it's toy anxiety. Everything's always chaotic, and that's what you guys seem to like. So there you go. Look, I see an active screen on Abby's page. It's all locking in. Okay, so let's bring in our special guest. He's here, and we're gonna let him introduce himself. His name is Jeremy. He was nice enough to reach out. Oh, Abby, you're back.
Yeah, I'm here. I was getting.
Well, you're here just in time for our guest.
That's just Abby.
That's just Abby. Jeremy reached out a couple weeks ago. We had a talk about all these new Mythic Legions reveals, and we were all talking about how much we love Four Horsemen Studios. I've dabbled a little bit. We've all got a little bit of figure obscura in our life.
And some we're ready,
and that we're just ready to dive in.
Yes.
And Jeremy's like, "Get me on here. Let's do it." And I know the people that watch this show, the crowd, the chat, everyone's excited. So with
the fam,
Jeremy, how are you, man?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing?
What's up, dude?
Great.
Yeah, we've been dealing with technical difficulties for the last 20 minutes, but I think we're riding the ship, as they say.
Jacob and I did great.
I've been watching. It's as someone that does my fair share of live broadcasts, I feel your pain. I feel you handled it well, though. You kept it going. The ship was still floating away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we've we've had our fair share of absolute disasters in the middle of a show. So, but anyways, Jeremy, why don't you go ahead for people who don't know who, and we're gonna still do show off some pickups and that kind of stuff. Sure. So if you're along for the ride, we're happy to hear what's going on in your world of toy collecting as well. Because I see, real quick, not to put you on the spot here, but look at this, you got quite a setup back there.
Zoom.
Man. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we've got some Cosmic Legions here. You know, in the cases behind me, you can see a lot of the Mythic stuff, a lot of my custom Mythic Legions. Beyond that, there's a lot of other
Sandman
stuff
back there.
Those are actually Mythic Legions figures that are customized as Sandman. So at Legions Con this year, I did a set of the Sandman Endless characters, but as Mythic Legions characters. So that's what those are. Same thing under him. It says there's Dungeons and Dragons and Lord of the Rings. Those are all Mythic Legions that have been customized for that.
Oh,
nice.
Gimme.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I want to see.
Guys, this was a bad idea. We shouldn't have done this.
I think we made a terrible mistake.
Bank of America just called me.
I am here to lead you all down the rabbit hole.
Make it awesome.
That's why we're here.
Yes.
Yeah, I got my leash on. Let's go.
Cool. Well, Jeremy, before we get any further with our shenanigans and get deep into our pickups for the week, as well as talking to very in-depth on Four Horsemen, what you guys have going on with Mythic Legions, Cosmic Legions, and everything. Go ahead and introduce yourself. For the people here who don't know who you are, fill us in.
So my name is Jeremy Gerard. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for Four Horsemen Studios. So it means I get to, deal with all of our retailers and all of the marketing stuff you see online, the live broadcasts we do. I lead all of those. But beyond those kind of official duties, from the sales and marketing perspective. I also get to do a lot of the creative stuff for the studio, all the content that you see on the packages, all the bios and the stories. There's a forthcoming Mythic Legions book. I get to write all of that stuff. And I do get to design some of the figures alongside Eric Treadaway, who's one of the owners and founders, and a number of other people at the studio. Everyone's kind of got a hand in creating these things, and I get to play in that sandbox as well.
That's awesome.
That rolls. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we appreciate your time being here tonight. Yeah. Where are you located? Me. What part of the country are you in?
Or I'm in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Okay. Yep. That's a pretty toy centric area of the country.
It is home of Hasbro.
Home of Hasbro.
For now.
Yeah. we're going to keep it real positive tonight. So here's the deal. We usually kind of round table and do some pickups and that kind of stuff. We have a couple super chats to get to, so let's acknowledge those. Chad Stewart says, just joined the Patreon. Thank you so much. We appreciate
thank you,
that.
Thank you, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
We have extreme toy anxiety after this tonight for all you Patreon folks. And then Van Johnson, Four Horsemen Studios, absolutely rocks. Purple Gang Gang. Love it. Love it.
One
love
of my
it,
guys there.
One of you guys. Well, one of the things we like to do here is bring people on who haven't been here before. And you know, we can expose our core audience to you and what you guys are doing. And then I'm sure you're going to bring people over who maybe aren't familiar with the toy anxiety world. They got a nice little taste of it early on.
That was an authentic thing. Yeah.
But I kept it cool. I kept it chill. So I've got some pickups. I'm going to save some of my stuff for Extreme later, but I did want to shout out Matt Bush, who once again has come through with something really incredible. This stuff is always, I have not updated the chart, but I got to show it off. Opened the mail the other day. The man, the myth, our own Mythic Legion character, Matt Bush, who sent me this vintage Return of the Jedi Poncho Luke with blaster.
What?
Dang.
I'm like five left, five down, and I'll be done.
Do you know what's really making me angry about this?
How cute and cool.
Because
it
he
is.
Wrote in that really nice letter when he got me Cyborg that I can't make fun of you anymore.
Yeah.
When he gets you a vintage Star Wars figure. So I, you know what? Congratulations, Craig. I'm getting one more figure. Yeah. Do you have your checklist ready?
Well, no. I don't.
Oh my gosh. Of course not.
Well, thanks, Craig.
I love this guy. Let's talk Mythic Legion. Can we get the pickups later?
Yes. You know what? We can. I'm going to save my pickups for after.
I'm punting a lot of my pickups. But Jacob, I know you have something that's
Save him for Extreme.
Yeah. Well, Jacob's got some pickups, but he's got something that it has to be shown for
today. Yeah, well, I mean, I had two pickups. I'll do the same. I'll save the other one for later. But I mean, one of them is just good timing, I guess. But right. I got this in the mail.
Let's check it out. What do we got here? Ooh.
Yeah, I got my I don't know how well you can see that, but I got my Headless Horseman.
See StreamYard really well.
Yeah. Oh, headless. You can see the reflection of the. So, Jake, that's the. Jeremy, talk to us a little bit about this repaint, redeco. What's your guys?
That's the retailer exclusive, is what we called it. So, if you know anything about Legions and Four Horsemen Studios, you know, since the line started almost 10 years ago, it's been a pre-order line. So, you know, there's an advantage to doing pre-orders because you don't have to worry about missing it, because as long as you get it in that pre-order window, you're good to go. But the thing that sucks about pre-orders is you got to wait for them. So a couple years ago, we started doing this line Figure Obscure. And I know a couple of you said you've gotten into some of the Figure Obscures. It's actually a great line for the studio because it brings in a lot of new fans, because they immediately recognize, oh, I know Headless Horseman. That's super cool. I know Jacob Marley. I'm going to buy that.
Right.
But what we do with them is they're not pre-orders. They're in-stock drops. So the advantage of that is you get it really fast. The disadvantage is it's a fixed amount. So the original Headless Horseman we did sold so quickly. It sold out in like 24 hours that it left, you know, a number of fans who had missed out on it. So we decided to go to our retail partners, because the normal Figure Obscuras are just through Store Horseman, our actual e-commerce store. We did a follow-up repaint. In this case, we called it the Spectral Green Headless Horseman. It's got glow-in-the-dark features. We did that just through our retail partners. So that just started shipping a few months ago, and that's what you're looking at there.
Yeah. Jake, what are your first impressions?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I was one of those who, this is my first Four Horsemen's figure.
Really?
And
cool.
Yeah, and you know, Craig got the other the original one. Mm-hmm. And I was so bummed. I was like, this is the cool. I mean, it won a Jeffrey.
It last did.
Year.
It won.
So, absolutely.
Jeremy, if you don't know, we do an annual award show, the Jeffreys, taking the world by storm. At least we think so. And yeah, the Headless Horseman won Figure of the Year last year.
It won Figure of the Year last year. And I mean, I was like super bummed. So when this, you know, when it came out that they were going to do another version of it, it was an immediate. I was like, that's it. I'm buying this thing. So I've been waiting on it. I'm happy to have it.
Yeah.
By the way, that hesitation to go into Figure Obscura. Because I know, like, again, like you said, you're going to guide us down the rabbit hole that already has me, like, already super nervous. I have toy anxiety tonight.
I think real, like, I meet you, I feel it.
And
medication isn't working now.
When you guys dropped the Red Death figure,
yep.
That was like an instant buy for me. It was like, Kate, that's it. That's mine. That's the one. That's and what was the craziest part about it is I got it in less than a week to Canada on the opposite coast.
Yep.
And that blew. I was like, what is this dark magic that these guys are performing? Like, I never get that from any company, from anything in the States at all. It's always like, you know, you got to wait 10 months to a year.
Well,
yeah.
Four Horsemen Studios is different. You know, we really try to do everything we possibly can to give the people that support us a great overall experience. In the case of Figure Obscura, because it is an in-stock item and we don't have that long pre-order window, we try to over-deliver. So one thing that we do actually, and I don't know that I've ever mentioned this before, but we pre-box literally like thousands of these things before the sale even starts.
Okay.
Because we know that a number of people buy single items. They just buy like one of the figure or two of the figures. So we pre-box a whole bunch right out of the gate. So as soon as the sale happens, we can get those labels printed, slap labels on those boxes and get them out as quickly as possible. And that's one of the been one of the cool things about Figure Obscura. We just did a drop last weekend for the Ghost of Jacob Marley. Is I heard someone say there's really nothing like it in the toy collecting like world these days, where we do a teaser on a Friday, we drop it on a Saturday, all weekend, you know, our community's buzzing about it. And there's all these different shows that are talking about it. You know, Dorklayer that we partner with, he does an early review the day of the drop. And then come like Monday or Tuesday, fans start getting these things in hand. So to really go from a reveal on Friday, where some people have them in hand on Monday and Tuesday, is a really, really cool thing. And it sounds like that happened pretty much for you with that Red Death.
It did. You guys dropped it on Friday, and I got to show it on Toy Anxiety the following Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, crazy. It was awesome. It's a great toy. And that Jacob Marley is beautiful as well. It's another one where I'm like worried, like, Do I get Jacob Marley in case they make the other three ghosts?
Yes.
I like that. I love that you said you're worried.
I'm really worried. Dude, like these are premium toys, but they're not exactly always at a premium price though either. Like everything is actually for what you're getting is fairly affordable.
Ryan, I love you. You are the salesman, and I love that about you. But you're not wrong. Jeremy, so let's, before we go any further, you know, let's take a step back a little bit. So how did you get involved in this whole world?
In Four Horsemen Studios or toys in general?
Just toys. I mean, you don't have to like, well, I want to hear every last detail, but what's your origin story? We like to ask.
I mean, here. I was an action figure kid. So I was born in the mid 70s. So I'm totally a kid of the 1980s. So I grew up in the golden age of, you know, Masters of the Universe, Star Wars, G.I. Joe, you know, Transformers, G1, all that stuff is what I grew up with. Started collecting shortly, like when I was like 18 years old when I started collecting and actually started with McFarlane Toys. That was the first thing because I remember playing with toys as a kid and seeing actual toys from Spawn. I was like, whoa, this is something totally different. Lo and behold, the team that was sculpting those were the Four Horsemen when they were at McFarlane Toys. So I've been a collector now, like for what, 30 years, I guess. Yeah. I've been collecting stuff. You know, I've got a wide range beyond Mythic Legions and Cosmic Legions and so forth. You know, I collect Marvel Legends and G.I. Joe and, you know, you name it. And I just been a fan for years, was an original backer of Mythic Legions on the Kickstarter, struck up a friendship with the studio, and then a couple years later started helping them on the marketing side part-time. Did that for a couple years, and then I joined the studio full-time 2 years ago.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is cool. I will say this about, like, it's crazy when you think about the 90s and Spawn, the Four Horsemen are kind of like the first rock stars of the toy industry.
Yeah, they really were.
Nobody talked about sculptors or toy makers before them. It starts with them. And only now do we know people like, you know, we know Alex, Fanplastic Four, and we know Attack Peter, and we know Trevor from NECA, you know, like that's his name, Trevor from NECA.
An interesting surname.
Yeah. And it's great. Like, cause now like all these guys are kind of like rock stars in our own little pocket universe. Right.
Well, I remember when Maddie Collector was, cause we're all huge Ghostbusters fans. Mm-hmm. When Maddie Collector was getting going, and then you were reading about Masters of the Universe classics, ooh, and four, and yep, you would see in four like, oh, who are these guys? Who are these four horsemen? Yep. Like, it's like you would. I remember having those conversations. Like, they sound really important and like interesting. Like, I don't know. Hey, real quick before we go further, we got a couple super chats. We got to acknowledge. You guys are being awesome. By the way, I want to say this, Jacob. I don't know if you're noticing this. Lots of new people in the chat hanging out.
So yeah, we appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah, hey, we see you.
We see you. Van Johnson, Four Horsemen. We already read that one, but you know what? We'll do it again. Hedgehog Action, thank you. A huge Legios fan. Did I say Legios?
It's both of our faults.
It's Legolas. He's talking about Lord of the Rings.
Huge Legolas.
That's Craig's version.
Huge Legions fan. Extremely positive community. And the Horsemen are amazing, including their fans and so much what they do. Absolutely cool. Oh, we're learning that. And Chris, Pharaohne, Eric Treadway has done more for swords and sorcery over the last decade than Wizards of the Coast. Yeah.
Ooh,
I said it. And Curtis Ackerman. The best thing, Jeremy and the Four Horsemen, is that they love toys and make toys that they would want to see as fans. Their passion shows in every figure they produce. Absolutely.
Thank you guys. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys.
Very, very nice. Very kind. Thank you so much for the super chats. Okay, so Jeremy, so you started working a couple years ago. So let me give my Mythic Legions origin story. And I hope I don't know if you guys felt like this, but to me, I've been a toy collector my whole adult life. I've always focused on IPs that I love, whether that's Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, whatever. It feels like at some point in the last 2 years, there was this moment where, especially after starting Toy Anxiety, and you would just kind of start seeing Mythic Legions at different shows, at different toy stores. Jacob, I remember specifically one day, like we had a car, like I called you and I was like, hey, what are those? What they're awesome. What are they? Have you guys seen that? Like, are you seeing more of a brand awareness over the last 2 years than maybe in the previous time before that?
Yeah. I mean, the company's experienced incredible growth over the last few years, but there's still so many toy fans that we know would love what we do that have never picked up any of these toys. It's one of the reasons why I reached out to you, because I wanted to come on and talk about some of that challenge of getting started with Mythic Legions, because it can seem very, very daunting when you're on the outside looking in.
Right.
But we've definitely seen a number of new retailers pick up the line and carry them in their online stores and their small independent toy stores. We're doing more and more shows. You know, a couple years ago, we did a few shows, mostly on the East Coast. You know, a few weeks ago, we dropped our 2024 calendar, and we're going more places than we ever have before. We have 1 to 2 shows a month, everywhere from the East Coast out to the West Coast, Midwest, down in Florida, first time. So we're definitely getting out there, and that word is starting to spread. And we've got an amazing fan base. You know, you see the people in the chat tonight that are here because they want to hear about Legions and so forth. Mm-hmm. They do a wonderful job of spreading the word. The community is so incredibly positive. I can't tell you how many times I've heard somebody in a toy group say, yeah, I'm thinking of getting into Legions. Don't really know what to get for my first. And a fellow Legions fan in that group will say, give me your address, I'm going to send you one. And they'll just send them a toy. There's a number of people that's how they got started. And then once they started playing around and they saw the positivity of the community, they got hooked.
That rules.
That's great. That's cool. Especially Abby, like there's so much gatekeeping and weird behavior.
And negativity. We do sad comments every week. And that's like highlighting that.
I'm the worst title
people can be and stuff. This is true. You are, but you're proud of it. But I feel like, yeah, having that kind of community is really special. I feel like a lot of YHS listeners kind of feel, or excuse me, 2090 listeners definitely feel that too. So cool.
For sure. Yeah. We do. We just got done doing our fifth annual Legions Con event. And, mm-hmm. you know, I started Legions Con with my partner, Joe Viteri, when I was not working full time for the studio. I still help run it today. And it's an amazing overall experience. But I say to everybody when I talk about it, it's part toy show, part art exhibit, part family reunion. And to see people come in, I mean, people came in from all over the world for this, you know, multi-day event in New Jersey. And to see just, you know, literally 1,000+ people hanging out, drinking copious amounts of alcohol, not one problem. Like, our attendees were cleaning the lobby of the hotel after the party was done. Like there were people partying till 4 a.m. People were coming down for the next day and others hadn't gone up yet. Not one problem. Everyone was super cool. Something like that is indicative of how supportive and positive the community really is.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
I don't remember what, Craig, you can help. I don't remember what show it was, but we went to a toy show a year ago or so. And there was a Mythic Legions, you know, booth set up. And I mean, it was the busiest part. You'd walk in and be like, well, what the fuck is happening over here? And it's Mythic Legions. You know?
It was, yeah. Well, that was, so 2 years ago at Toylana was the first time really.
Yeah.
And then obviously you guys just kill it there. You're going to be, I was just looking at the calendar. You're going to be back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be back.
So what do you think it is about this community specifically that's a little bit, like, I don't want to make generalizations about the toy community. By the way, guys, we will get to these other super chats.
Yeah, but there's just some nice chats in general.
I'm in some G.I. Joe collector groups. I'm in some Ninja Turtles collector groups. And I don't know, it seems like a damn war in there every day. what is it about this community you think that's really bringing people together?
I think it starts from the top. You know, the studio themselves, someone earlier made a comment that we make toys we want to see. That's absolutely what we do. You know, there are things we know we could do that would help us to sell more units, but that's not what it's about. Like, we want to put out the toys we really want. So that's what we do. We've always stuck to what we want to see, what we really like. And that's worked really well for us. So when you go to some of these shows and you see the owners of the company, the head sculptor, you see all of us behind that table hanging out. And I said that people at Legions Con were in the lobby till 4 a.m. Eric Treadaway, the founder and owner and lead sculptor at Four Horsemen Studios, he was one of those people that closed down the lobby at 4 a.m. So that kind of positivity through every aspect of from the studio all the way down, I think really sets the stage for this community. I also think, so if you know anything about Legions, they're customizable. These are modular figures, right? You can pop them apart and swap parts. A couple of years ago, a third-party community started springing up, people doing 3D printing add-ons for the figures.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
There were a number of toy companies, people in our industry that said, you're going to allow this to happen? You guys are crazy. You're going to allow people to make custom parts for your toys? That's nuts. Instead of trying to squash that, we embraced it. We said, you know what? Nice. That's totally cool. Hell, I got started as a Mythic Legions customizer. That's what brought me to the attention of the studio. So we embraced it. And rather than try to fight against that, we supported that creativity. We supported
the creativity,
parts.
Right?
There are companies at Legions Con, there were multiple people there that they run companies that their whole company is creating add-on parts for Mythic Legions. So we embrace that. And I think that's one of the reasons why the fan base loves the company so much, because we supported their art, we supported their creativity, and we kind of said, you know what? We're going to put our stuff out there. We do have some guidelines, so we don't want people to do certain things. But within those pretty basic guidelines, you have a ton of room for creativity, a ton of room to do some cool stuff. And that kind of, I think, mutual respect really has paid off for us, and it's helped create that positive community.
Sure. So cool. I mean, That's awesome. And like, that's the kind of thing that builds community. And it's always funny to me when companies, big or small, tend to sometimes shoot themselves in the foot where it's like being a little, like being that open-minded to third party people, like, you know, putting out 3D printed parts and that kind of stuff. Like that people, I know, I don't want to speak for everybody, but like, I know I enjoy that. It's like, oh, they're cool with that happening, which makes me want to support them even more. Right. And you create like a brand loyalty. So that's really awesome.
Yeah. They're after the passion, not the money. It seems like that's, we love that.
Well, when you get somebody that says like, cause Dungeons and Dragons, obviously our line, one of the things with Mythic Legions that I think really appealed to people, which is also one of the challenges, is this is not based on a well-established IP. So this is not like Lord of the Rings. When you looked at like the old Toy Biz Lord of the Rings figures, they were awesome, but that was Legolas, that was Aragorn, Orlando Bloom, Viggo Mortensen. They were those characters. It was hard for them to be something else. So if you had, say, a Dungeons and Dragons character that you played, yeah, I guess you could kind of fudge the Legolas, you know, paint his hair or whatever, if you want to say, oh, that's my character. With Mythic Legions, because these characters really have a lot more white space, you can imagine them however you want. And with the 3D party community, you can now add parts. There are people that commission 3D sculptors to make parts like their Dungeons and Dragons character or whatever, so they can have a toy representation of a character they've played for years. Right. That gets them super invested in the line and in their creations around the line.
Right. Yeah. It's immersive, right? It's like you can, I'll be the first to admit, I think traditionally I've been one who would prefer to collect like an IP, right? Like, sure. And honestly, fantasy is not my number one genre. Like, I don't even think I would be the target demographic for something like Mythic Legions or Cosmic Legions. But as a toy collector, you almost can't help like showing an interest. And then when you start seeing the figures and you start reading about the lore and everything, and now you're saying the books coming out, it's like, oh,
that rules. Yeah.
Now you
As
are
a fan of fantasy and all those things and original IP. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm very into it.
And if you guys haven't, if anybody here, there's a lot of people here. If anybody has any questions, feel free to put it in.
Yeah.
Jeremy, but like the question I originally posed to you when we talked is like, let's say you're new to this world.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a Motu guy, G.I. Joe Classifieds guy, you're at a toy show, you start seeing Mythic Legions. What the line's been going for how many years now?
Almost 10 years.
10 years.
So next year, 2024 is going to be the 25th anniversary of Four Horsemen Studios and the 10-year anniversary of Mythic Legions.
Okay.
I did not know that.
So where we're going to lean on you as our subject matter expert here.
Okay.
Where, how do you start and not become completely overwhelmed?
So
what I can bring up some images and stuff to support the conversation.
Yeah, please do.
What I tell people all the time is start today. Don't look backwards yet, because the biggest mistake people make, and why I think a lot of time they get daunted with Mythic Legions, is they go to the website, they look at the checklist. We have a really robust website. It's got like every figure we've done for Mythic Legions. They go there and inevitably, because the universe likes to be angry with us sometimes, they go and they say, they find one figure and they say, ooh, that's an awesome figure. I want that one. And they always pick a figure that has been long sold out and is now like $500 on eBay.
Look at this list. Look at this. This is awesome.
But they immediately get this impression that Mythic Legions are too expensive. I can't get into this. They're all $500. That's not the case. That first figure, by the way, on that list, Adamon, who looks a lot like, you know, a certain muscle-bound barbarian.
Yeah.
He's been released one time. He's about $500 on eBay. So if someone starts there, they immediately get that wrong impression.
Okay.
Don't start there.
Okay. It's like Jacob Walsh.
Is that like it?
What I always tell people is look at the kinds of figures we have. One of the great things is if you're into fantasy, we touch on a lot of those tropes. There's skeletons, there's goblins, there's elves, there's, you know, knights, there's, you know, all different kinds of characters. Find a kind of character you like and then figure out what's available now. There's a lot of retailers that will have these figures that are in stock that you can place an order and you can get it within a couple of days.
Right.
On our website, you know, under, if you go to sourcehorseman.com/retailers, there's a list of all the retailers. That's if you want to get some in hand now. The other thing is look at pre-orders. I mentioned that everything we do is based on pre-order. Mm-hmm. Pre-orders suck to wait for, but once you're on the pre-order train and every couple months they start arriving, it really feels like, okay, now I ordered this a year and a half ago. Now they're starting to come in. It becomes a lot more palatable. And when you get them on the pre-order, you're going to pay the least amount ever. So a standard Mythic Legions figure, by the way, when the line first started 10 years ago, a standard figure was $33 via the Kickstarter.
Okay.
When they sold it at retail, it went up to $35. Today, that same standard figure is $37. So it's gone up $2 in 10 years. Wow. But if you look at the figures that we did 10 years ago and you look at what you're getting today, it's insane how much stuff you're getting with the figures today. You know, soft goods, lots of extra hands, lots of extra weapons, multiple heads. So tiny increase in price, but lots more value. So that's what I would tell people to start is go to the retailers, get a couple figures that you like, you know, get a skeleton, get a goblin, get an elf to see what the different kinds of figures are like, to figure out what you like. And then if this does appeal to you, look into those pre-orders, because that's a way that you're going to be able to, you know, build up your collection without having to really dig deep for those expensive ones. Another cool thing I'll say this is those expensive ones, we do often reissue figures through like All-Star Waves. So there's been a number of figures that are $300 figures that we, through fan voting, will actually do a reissue of them. So even something that is very expensive today might be available at retail in the coming year.
That's really good to know.
Yeah, you go.
Go ahead, Abby.
I was just saying, I'm buying in. You've sold it. Like, this stuff is like, I'm, as someone who really enjoyed customizing their character on Baldur's Gate 3 and who spent like a lot of time in there and is enjoying that game, I'm like, that's what these figures are reminding me of. They're extremely unique and like wholly inventive, and they spark your own imagination. And I think that's what a toy should do. So that rules.
I was just going to say, I just made a rookie mistake and I looked up the Archaeopteryx figure on eBay.
Hey, first of all,
I was like, oh, cool, that's a dinosaur.
I'm starting with this. I don't care how much this is, I'm buying it tonight. I love this.
It's funny. You know what? I actually thought this was
you're
Abby's
picking all the expensive ones.
He's like, no, well, hey, yeah, I'll tell you, the ones that draw me in are the skeletons, and the reason they draw me in so much, and I've been saying this to Craig and Abby and Ryan for so long, the skeletons, they like, I'm a dude who like grew up watching Jason and the Argonauts and Ray Harryhausen films, and every time I see those like skeleton warrior dudes, it makes me think of like chilling, you know, watching TV with my grandpa, dude, and I'm just like, these look exactly like, they give me that feeling. So like that's the route I'm going. Yeah, Army of Darkness. Yeah. That's the route for me.
We grew up with that stuff too. You know, Eric and I will talk about like watching Clash of the Titans as kids all the time. Yep. And, you know, creating characters that feel like they could live in that world. We did a wave at the end of last year called Necronominus, and then we did a follow-up to it, All-Star 6, that were both super skeleton heavy. Those are both on pre-order. Both of those waves should be shipping in the coming year in 2024. And one of the cool things we did, because we've had skeletons in the line since the first wave, but the new wave, they have like added range of motion. So one of the things that people, you know, criticize us all the time for is we don't do double jointed arms and legs, double jointed elbows and knees. And it's a personal decision. It's kind of what I was talking about earlier, where for us, we really try to hit a certain aesthetic. We also have to make sure that all of our figures work together. Every part is modular and every part works with the other figures, including backwards compatible. So we have to make sure that any improvements we make remain backwards compatible. But these new skeletons that we're putting out, the range of motion on them is so, so much better. We released a knight actually with increased range of motion at Legion's Con. It was a surprise drop. And it was great to see people and reviewers playing with that toy saying, wow, this thing has the same kind of range of motion I would get with, you know, double jointed elbows, but the sculptural detail is totally there. They didn't have to sacrifice the sculptural detail to get that range of motion, which is exactly what we were going for.
I love that. And like you said, Jacob, the Children of the Hydra, like that's my favorite thing. So yes.
Hey, your guys, the website's also great. And this photography is amazing. So yeah, kudos to that.
That's Trevor Williams, 1/6 shooter. He, again, another great story. He was a fan. He started taking just fan shots of the work, and the studio saw his work and said, wow, you make our product look amazing. We suck at photography. We want to work with you. So now Trevor's cool. He has shot all of our figures for the last couple of years. Absolutely incredible to work with.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's one figure that when I saw it, This is where we really started. I started getting into Mythic. I needed to buy it. Mm-hmm. Craig, I'm just going to share my screen for one.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Because once I saw it, I was like, I don't care what comes with this. I'm buying it.
I think I know what it is. That's Bodvar.
Classic. My mind. I love bears. I love animals. And like, you guys do the best horses. And I was like, once you guys did the bear, I was like, okay, that's it. I'm in. I have to do this. There's no way around this. I need this bear. Yeah. And then someone else took a shot. I think it was at your latest convention there as well, where the bear is standing.
Yep.
Ah, dude.
Yeah.
This is amazing. This is like my favorite thing. Like I just want to get skeletons to ride it and then just take down villagers. Like I'm ready.
I'll tell you a funny story. And this did get a huge reaction. We just revealed this at Legion's Con. And when Eric sculpted this, he didn't intend it to be able to stand, but he knew that people were going to want it to stand. So he did the four-legged version. And then we tried to see what it would look like standing. And the problem is, to get the head forward to look natural, the existing neck wouldn't work with that. So after we had painted it up, took all the photographs, were ready to go, this is why you don't see a standing photo in Trevor's shots. We literally, days before it was to be revealed, Eric went in and sculpted a little extra part for it. The little extra part is a whole second neck attachment that's like the size of my fist. So we just threw that in as like, okay, well, we have to put this in as well. Yeah. And then a new set of hands so you can get that natural look that a grizzly would have when it stands.
Mm. Yeah. That's like awesome. If they're so dangerous, why are they friend-shaped? Like they're just, I love it. I think look, I'm geeking out because I just look at it and I just lose my mind.
Well, the one that just caught my eye, like this might be my favorite picture of a toy that I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
So right now we're looking at Sir Enoch and Deacon.
Yeah, of course Craig likes the Leonardo.
That's not a Leonardo. The
White Knight. Oh, it's the White Knight, guys. Yep. Like
listen, you guys can have your monsters and animals. I want good men.
You want kids.
And their horses.
Well, so these are two figures that are not out yet. So these are great examples of figures that will be out in the coming year. They're still available for pre-order from a number of retailers. But that figure right there, Sir Enoch, is a perfect example of what we've tried to do with increasing the value that we're giving buyers for this price. If you look at what that figure comes with, the multiple heads, all the hands, soft goods. There's a full body of armor underneath that, with the soft goods on top of it. So you could remove the soft goods and just have a plain knight, or you put the soft goods, you put that fully wired cape on it. All of our soft goods are prototyped by a team called C. Jessam up in Canada, actually, that do just amazing, amazing soft goods work.
Yeah, this is fucking cool, man. So, okay. So we've gotten some really good tips. Let's get to the super chats real quick.
Yeah, I was about to say, we got some super chats.
Chat in general is on fire.
The chat tonight is on fire. I love this. There wasn't a super chat, but Davey Sockrocker had a funny comment about how we were all tearing our heads apart about Black Series while the Four Horsemen community was just peacefully
creating and residing and coexisting.
Curtis, thank you so much for this. Curtis Ackerman, the best thing Jeremy and the Four Horsemen is that they loved. Oh, we did that one earlier. Sorry, but I wanted, it was $10. Thank you so much. Batman 89, you can't trust a word Curtis Ackerman says. Nick P, if you're curious about customizing Mythic Legions, is a great place to start. And customizing is a great way to get into Mythic Legions. And it's a great way to meet people. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know. Probably. I want to go to this lobby party. It sounds great. Love D&D, you will love Mythic Legions. That's from Chris Farrow. Thank you. EM Customs, Four Horsemen of the Legions community literally changed my life. I cannot thank them enough. Oh, awesome.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Great.
Another Curtis, Four Horsemen gets people to vacation in New Jersey. That's all you need to know. Brian Brink, the Four Horsemen do a great job of setting the tone of positivity and leading by example, which breeds an awesome fandom. And another Curtis, this is a fun show. Just subscribe. Thank you.
Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate that.
We appreciate it.
I'm just looking through a list of stuff, and I see like an accessory that's just bone wings that I'm guessing you could just put that on anybody. That's cool.
Yeah. So those wings, they came with another figure called Necronominus, but Necronominus was a deluxe figure. So we're kind of like, you know what? We know there are going to be some people that may want those wings to put on some of their other skeletons. Again, because everything is modular and everything is just pop and swap, rather than forcing people to buy the deluxe expensive figure just to pop the wings off, we said, you know what? Let's sell the wings separately for obviously a much lower price for somebody that just wants those, you know? I mean, from our perspective, it's great. The tooling already exists. It's wonderful to be able to reuse it in ways like that. But that's Necronominus right there. So
yeah, I was like, having said that, look at this figure. It's awesome.
Hey, I also just found a moose.
Yeah.
It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I saw the moose
mentioned in the chat.
It's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Gosh, this is like my sleep paralysis demon.
Absolutely gigantic.
Yeah, I see this guy every night.
Yeah. There's another one that caught my eye, too. This Dees Patar.
Yeah, brand new figure. We just revealed him at Legions Con along with the bear. So he's up available for pre-order now as well.
Yeah. You said the Necronomicus figures, those are pre-orders for
So those will probably be those. We solicited those for the first time in last November. So those will probably be shipping middle of 2024. We actually had the fine cuts at Legions Con. So we had a case that we love to bring stuff to show progress. So people, you know, they feel like every step of the way they're seeing what we're doing. We try to be very, very clear in our communications, on our website, on our social media. So people that have pre-ordered, they know what's going on. They know what is happening in the process. So we showed all of those fine cuts, and that was one of them.
Cool.
Oh man, this is more. I thought I was gonna be able to like keep my cool, but like I'm plotting my sick days from work next week so I can just hang out on the Four Horsemen website.
But if you've gotten any of the Figure Obscura, those are built on the Legion's buck.
Sure.
You know, everything we do in the Horsemen learned this from those years of working with Mattel, right? The years of working on the DC line and the Masters Classic line, having to reuse body parts across different figures.
Right.
That's, you know, they got used to that. So that kind of mentality is what is Legions is all about, creating a library of parts and then combining them in different ways. It is funny that the early days of Legions the library didn't grow as quickly as it does today, but because the fan base has been so incredibly supportive, it's given us the ability to go deeper, to do more, to do things like a full-size bear, or the year before we did a full skeleton horse and people were like, there's no way they're going to do a full skeleton horse because the reusability of that is very, very limited. We dropped a full skeleton horse.
So
what time is it? Oh, we'll go for a little bit longer here. Jeremy, do you have a few more minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I love that first tip of, if you're going to get into the line, don't look backwards, look forwards, because there's active pre-orders going. There's great figures. You guys seem, you do some all-star waves where you re-release some popular older characters. And then once you kind of get into it, you can kind of pick and choose. Maybe you pick up an older one every now and then. I say this because I'm really trying to fight the completist mentality. Cause it would, if you didn't start.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, come on.
There are some people that do it. There are some people that get in and they go hard. Really, if you're going to do that, the next tip is you've got to join the community, because if you just go to eBay and look there, it's going to kill you. But if you join the community, there's always people that are selling pieces at a good price. So I would suggest don't try to be a completist, because that way lies madness. But if you have to, there are ways that you can do it. Just take it one step at a time. And one thing I will always say to people, high prices, a lot of times they scare people away, right? They shouldn't, because high prices for much older figures are evidence of a healthy line. Mm-hmm. It's a healthy fan base. It's a healthy brand. You don't want to start collecting stuff that's being clearanced out, because that's the type of line that's probably going to end at some point soon. You don't want to get halfway through your team and find out, oh crap, they're not making these anymore. Right. Now I can't complete my team. That sucks. Healthy line means that it's collectible. There are people that some of those older figures are going to be expensive, but we understand that people want those key characters. That wave that we just dropped, Rising Suns, two of the characters are version two characters. They're essential to the story. Their older versions are really expensive. So rather than just reissue them, we said, hey, let's do new versions that are way cooler and way better. It preserves the collectability of the originals, and it gives fans that want that character for their collection something even cooler to put on their shelf.
I got a follow-up question with that. Let's pretend I know nothing about Mythic Legions.
Nope.
And I don't. Who are those two characters?
Atlas the Conqueror, the one that rides the bear, and Scapular the Crypt Breaker, the one that rides this unicorn.
I was just looking at him too. That dude is awesome. And that Minotaur as well. Dude, it's like, that's it. I'm
in. Jeremy, I feel like I have a million questions, but there's a couple things I definitely want to get to, because we'll have you back on if you want to come back on.
Absolutely. I'm having a blast.
Good, man. We have a great crowd tonight, so this is awesome. Okay, so first of all, the community. You said people. You get people. I was figuring out which question I want to go first. Where's the community most active? Is it on YouTube channels? Are there Facebook groups? Is there message boards where people are trying to, you know, enter the clubhouse? Where's a good starting point?
So there is an official fan community on Facebook called the Mythic Legions Cabal. So the Mythic Legions Cabal is just a slice of the overall Legions community, but it's a very, very active slice.
Okay.
It's also a community, the Mythic Legions Cabal skews very customs heavy. So if you really dig that aspect of the hobby, there are people that they have no ambitions to customize, but they appreciate seeing the artists that do so. The Cabal is a great place to see that. So the Mythic Legions Cabal, that's definitely one place to go. Beyond that, you know, the social, the Four Horsemen, we have our social channels. So our Instagram page, that's because I know there's a lot of people that don't like Facebook. the Instagram. There's a lot of people that follow that and they get their news that way. There's also a number on YouTube of shows that talk about this, some of them on a weekly basis. I do a show on my YouTube channel every single Wednesday called Mythic Conversations, where literally we have a chat like this where we talk about different aspects of the Legions community.
Awesome. That's great. That's good to know. Well, we'll have to tune in for you. What's your channel called on YouTube?
It's Mythic Customs.
Mythic Customs. Okay, perfect. Everybody go. I'm sure you're already there. I'll go. Mm-hmm. I'll go subscribe.
Yeah, I love this. It sounds like an anti-gatekeeping community, and that's incredible.
You know,
it very much is. When people jump in, like, you see someone that will come into the cabal, and they're like, hey, I'm new here. It already seems super positive, and everybody's immediately out there just supporting them. The amount of people that will come in and they will ask one of those questions that's been asked a million times, you don't get the people that are like, why don't you just do a search? You could find easily. You don't get that.
I hate that.
GB so fans bad. Forums. Holy moly.
People will answer it. They will link to an article about it. They'll show pictures of how to do it and stuff like that. It is definitely not. I mean, look, it's not perfect. Every community has its you know, warts and everything. But as a, you know, lifetime toy collector, I can say that it is the best group of people I've ever been privileged to be a part of.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what the toy community needs.
We need
We need to hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
And Jared, can you talk a little bit about the book you were mentioning earlier?
Yeah. So one of the challenges we've always had with Mythic Legions is the fact that it doesn't have an established IP that people know. So it's not a comic or a television show or a movie that people can say, oh, I just went to see that, or I just read that and I love the characters. Now I want to own the toys. There's storytelling happening here, but it's being told first through the action figures themselves. When this line started, the creators were like, well, we're not authors. We're not, you know, television producers. We're not movie makers. We're toy makers. So let's start with what we know. Let's start with toys. There was an overarching story, but it was told in a non-linear fashion because it was told through like biographies and stuff like
that. Sure, sure.
So one of the things that I wanted to do when I first came on a couple years ago is I said, listen, let's tell the story. Like, it's there, but let's really put it in a linear format. Let's put out something that the fans can enjoy. And working with Eric, who, you know, really created this entire world, I always say that it's almost like Eric plotted a map and he plotted all the key destinations. I get to now just like tell everybody how characters get from one destination to another and why they get from one destination to another. So I'm adding in all of that story. I'm fleshing out all of that in the world that Eric created. And it works really well because Eric's worked with other potential creators in the past and they always want to put their spin on it. They're always like, you know what this story needs? It needs one of, it needs this, it needs that. They're trying to check those boxes. Look, we all know, we all have franchises we love that suddenly does something wacky and we're like, why would they do that? And it's because they're checking a box, right?
They're
checking a Hollywood box and they're like, we've got to do this.
Right.
I don't want to character driven. No, if one of those boxes needs to be checked because the story drives us there, perfect. That's awesome. But we don't want to do things just for the sake of like certain Hollywood driven storylines or something, because we're being told we want the characters to do what they should do. I love Eric's story. I love what he's created. So I've been enjoying playing in that world. So about a year ago, we started working on this book. The first draft is done at this point. It's just going through kind of the lore editing right now. And our goal, our vision is to put out like a beautiful art style book. We have wonderful art that's done by our in-house artist, Nate Bartsch. You brought up some of the photography from Trevor Williams. We have all this imagery around Mythic Legions. We want to put out like a hardcover art book filled with beautiful images that, oh, by the way, happens to have a linear story that tells like this first major story arc for Mythic Legions.
Please tell me it's going to have like a sculpted leather bound cover with metal bindings that opens up and it's just like, it has like a lock on it.
Yeah.
When we do put it out, and hopefully we're going to be able to solicit it in 2024, I absolutely want there to be like a deluxe version that's really, really souped up and looks like it belongs in a wizard's like library.
I love that.
Yes.
It that's should have awesome. A little
a lock that undoes itself.
It should come with little dust packets, so no matter where you open it up, it's dust. It comes with free dust.
Hey, also, I think we might need a little more information for Craig. Craig, a book is when you put a lot of words
together. Well, he paragraphs. Said it was going to be illustrated. I got really excited.
Well, I was thinking of books when you're talking about entering the community and like where do you start and how it can be daunting. And I think about like it's similar to when I started reading Stephen King books, and it's just getting into them, like Carrie grabbed me and that was what I fell into. And then like getting in the community and being able to talk to people about the same stories is like, that's just what this is reminding me of. Yeah. And honestly, the fact that the figures themselves are such an investment and like have appreciation, like they, like you were mentioning, that that's the sign of a good toy line. And I just think that's a very, very solid point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of, I don't want to put down other toy lines, but if you're starting your new collection at Ollie's and Ross, then this is some issues. Okay. Curtis.
Damn, you're probably,
well,
we're being nice.
Oh yeah. Right.
We have a nice community here. Yeah. Let's be nice.
Sorry. Sorry. You know what? I'm not sorry. The G.I. Joe fans are all mean to each other, and sometimes they're mean to me, and I'm sick of it. And I don't even talk to them. Curtis says, you're probably never going to own Spider-Man number one. Don't let that keep you from experiencing great comics. I like that. Yeah, that kind of feels like a really nice sentiment, but also he got to tell everybody, you're never going to own Spider-Man number one.
Well,
and I kind of like that too.
I might.
Right. Okay. So let's kind of, I think we've covered some good ground here. Jeremy, is there anything specifically you think we should also cover to make sure that we communicate out tonight?
No, I mean, like I said, If you've never picked up a Legions figure, there are a number of them that are accessible. Actually, right now, a number of our retailers are running a little bit of a sale through the end of the year. So there's a few Mythic Legions waves. There's the first wave of Cosmic Legions that are actually all available on sale through a lot of these retailers. And again, if you go to sourcehorseman.com/retailers, you'll see a list of them there. You can pick up, you know, some of those figures at, you know, almost the pre-order price at this point. Play with them. Buy a couple of them. Try them out. You know, like I said, the modularity, being able to mix and match parts, that's something that, you know, if you don't love the way they come out of the box, you can change it. You can change it for what you love. Or you do love it and you still want to change it, you can buy a second one. So pick up some of those. Check out the pre-orders. We have a big pre-order going on right now for a wave called Rising Suns. We saw a bunch of those figures today, those barbarians, that bear and so forth. And beyond that, if you picked up a couple of them, join the community. Get involved with the people that love this, because the amount of times that I've heard fans of this line say, I came for the toys, I stayed for the community, it's true. It's absolutely true. As great as the toys are, finding that camaraderie and that positivity has been, and you've seen it in the chat today, you've seen people telling that story. So that's something that I cannot stress enough.
Yeah. I've been very impressed with the positivity in the chat. It's inspiring.
Yeah.
Although I will say this, I think our community is pretty, for the most part, pretty good.
Pretty good. No, pretty
most
good.
Of the time they're okay. They're
they
on
can
their,
both be good, and it's great that they're behavior, coming together during the holiday season.
Yeah,
Craig, you got to lower that for a second because I think I found my bear rider.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You did?
I think so. This is
you
going to
your
be
bear rider. We'll get to those last couple super chats here in a second.
Who's gonna ride the bear?
Who's ride the bear?
Oh my!
Whoa!
This is the best,
dude.
I that, love this dude.
Whoa.
I love that.
That is an expensive one. That is Colonel Domesticus.
Damn it. He's got to be. Okay. Well, when he gets re-released in a different color, I'll be
I didn't know there were bird people.
Yeah, the birds.
Dude, there's like a parrot.
Yeah, the birds actually were some of the earliest ones. They kind of were part of a series that we did before Mythic Legions, and then they used the bird body to do a couple Mythic Legions, but those are some of the older ones. But look, we know there's actually one major character in the lore that's a bird character. Fans have wanted a reissue of that character for years. Without giving anything away, all I can say is we've heard the requests for it, and we tend to listen.
So what you're saying is just stop looking back. Just keep looking.
What I'm saying is there's a chance.
There's a chance.
I say don't do it. No, I'm just
because your horses, this bear, they're and the moose, because you made a moose as well. Also, the Canadian in me is just like crying. Now I want that too. What are the chances of like a $500 dragon?
So it's the most heavily requested like character we get. So many people have asked us over the years, please do a 2-scale dragon, like a full on. And we've said, if we do it, it's going to be like 3 feet. It's going to be just gigantic. One of the challenges with a figure of that size is shipping. Like, that's one of the biggest challenges is how do we get it from the factory to us? How do we get it from us to buyers? But as I said earlier, with the increased support that the studio's gotten, it's made a lot of things that were really difficult earlier a lot more palatable, a lot more possible. So, who knows?
We got like 270 people watching. If 270 people buy a bear, he'll make us a dragon.
Hey, listen. Speaking of the 270 people watching, we do have Extreme Toy Anxiety coming up after this. We're going to do some pickups and some fun. So if you're part of the YHS Patreon, that is where you will find that. Patreon.com/yeshavesome to get in on that. And also, if you're watching this, whether it's live or afterwards, leave a comment, hit the like button, do all that things that all the things that tells YouTube
do all that things.
Do all that things that tells YouTube's that you like what you're seeing. And then you'll see more of it. We would appreciate that. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground. I'm gonna ask one last question, Jeremy. We got a couple super chats. Hold on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's hit these super chats.
Dark Lair, thank you so much. Check the retail locations and try to support someone local. Yes, yes, you can find local retailers for Mythic Legions and Four Horsemen figures. Hedgehog Action, Cosmic Legions just starting now. Great way to get on the ground floor. Yeah, we've talked Cosmic Legions here. Another, you know, it's not really, do you consider it a subline or just its own world?
It's completely its own world. We have the realm of Mythos is Mythic Legions. The universe of Cosmerium is Cosmic. So they are two separate brands, two separate lines. The stories, they're two separate stories that we're telling.
Cool. And then obviously we talked a lot about the figure obscura stuff, which I to be able to take some of those classic, like either, you know, pulling from literature or folklore or whatever. I just think that is so cool. And I can't wait to see what else you guys do with that.
Those are great too, because you don't have to be a completist, because, you know, someone mentioned Red Death earlier. If that's short story, really, if Edgar Allan Poe really appeals to you, that may be one you really, really want. But maybe earlier this year we did Sun Wukong, the Monkey King. Maybe that's a character that doesn't appeal to you. The great thing about Figura is you can cherry pick that and not feel like your collection's missing something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Davey Sockrocker says, I'm in because no Cabal members will yell shill at me. That's good. Yeah. And then Rob Zamora, check out the Legions Lounge coming this Monday and other Mondays on YouTube. Great Mythic Legions content with a bunch of great members from the Cabal.
Absolutely.
Hey, I feel like I should know this. Jeremy, have you guys ever done any kind of like cryptid, mythical, you know, American folklore creatures? Is that a question you guys get?
We do. We get those requests all the time. Eric and I have a very lengthy list of possible Figura Obscuras for the future. And all I can say is there are some cryptids on that list. Oh, so
Yeti confirmed.
Can't say if or when we're going to do it, but they're definitely on the list. And the cryptids are something we will absolutely consider for Figura Obscura.
The bear's going to be riding Bigfoot.
That's dude. No, if, they, if a Yeti gets made, that would be like 100% an instant.
I wouldn't mind some Greek mythology too. That would
some
be
Greek
fun.
Mythology. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
maybe some Antigone.
I wouldn't mind some Greek food. I'm very hungry.
thank you for listening to us, Jeremy.
Yeah.
So
thank
Jeremy,
you so much for having me.
We really appreciate your time and in your knowledge. This is really. To you know, some we have different versions of Toy Anxiety. Some weeks we have shows that we're like, well, we all just got canceled. And then some weeks we have shows like this where we can really
learn something
and talk and feel like we're really
we have to give the listeners one of these every now and then to keep them coming back.
Right, know? Exactly.
Well, I'm happy I could be a part of that tonight. Seriously, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this was great because I'm so stoked about these now.
Yeah.
Like I was before, but man, I'm in danger.
We're all in danger. Why don't we do this? Jacob, did you get sad comments tonight?
Oh, I did. I got a couple.
You got a couple?
Do we want to do them? I know we're running late.
Should we save them for, should we do them on Extreme?
We can do them on Extreme. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's keep this one positive.
Yeah. Tonight's positivity. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll end it here. Hey, Jeremy, any other last plugs or anything anywhere that our people need to make sure that they're going?
That's it. I think we covered it. Like I said, we got some pre-orders going now, so hit that up. Our Ghost of Jacob Marley figure, I guess I'll say that. That is up for in stock right now. We actually dropped it last week. We put a few more up this week because some people missed last week. Those are almost all gone. So if you want the Ghost of Jacob Marley and you haven't picked it up yet, time is ticking on that one, and that's at storehorseman.com.
Time is ticking. Do not screw that up, because then, you know, you don't buy it, and like 50 years from now, you get haunted. And
yeah,
you see what your world
to begin with.
You would see what your world would have looked like if you would have gotten Jacob Marley.
Three times.
Yeah, guys, don't. Hey, you really don't want to Scrooge this one up.
Oh, nice. Damn. I do hope when I die that I'm a ghost with chains and then just like. Toys hanging off of it.
Look at that.
Bit of undigested meat.
That's a good bit. One.
Love that.
Nice.
I love
that. Nice.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, guys. Here we go. We're gonna leave. Thank you for being here. For all the new people who hung out.
Thank you so much. You welcomed us into your community. Thank you for being a part of ours.
Absolutely. And we'll see everybody next week. For Jeremy, Ryan Dole, Jacob Walsh, me, and Abigail Gardner, have a wonderful night. I'm looking for the music. I'm not finding it, but we're going to get to it. And then we will see you guys next week on Toy Anxiety.
Yep.
And
everyone buy a bear in the meantime.
Buy some buy some Mythic Legions. Go for it.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
Bye, y'all.
This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun.